I'm Janet, and I am awesome.
Do it again.
I am Janet, and I am awesome.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Hey, we're back.
Somebody's got their sound machine going again.
No one complained about it last time.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm awesome.
That was a sound check. I was trying to be funny, and I think he's going to use that against me.
I'm totally going to leave it in there. Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm awesome. Everything is awesome.
I love that song.
Oh, man.
I love cartoons. And you know, we just watched Home this last weekend. Can I come into the out now?
No, but you can take that out now.
I love it.
Well, let's say welcome back to all of our listeners.
It's been a minute.
We do it again. We waited too long, but we're glad you're back. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for coming back and doing the show again. And we appreciate that. And we hope that you share this show with all of your friends because, you know, you
That is a call to action.
That is a call to action. Share it with your friends on Stitcher, iTunes, Spreaker Radio.
However everything. You listen.
Yeah, however this penetrates your ear holes, you do that.
Penetration.
Okay? Penetration of the ear holes. Hey, and hey, Rain, you're staring at me. So, yes, we are back. And
Rain is our cat.
Rain and Pooh Bear. Rain and Pooh Bear. Rain and Pooh Bear. The Rain and Pooh Bear Show.
That's, it's been a while.
If they had their own show, that's the way it would go.
But they would totally love that.
But we are back, so thank you.
We are here.
And she, like we said earlier, she has her sound effects machine going again, and we're always happy to have that on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't that loud.
It wasn't. I think you need to turn me up in here.
Do I need a little more? Okay.
Yep.
Do it one more time. Finish him.
Yep.
Oh. We got the cats meowing, got the dog barking upstairs. I had locked
it's
the dog.
It's our life.
I had locked the dog in the laundry room so it would not bark, but that is not happening. I recorded my podcast earlier today, Remasculate, and I had a guest on that I was Skyping with, and I thought, how can I keep the dogs from barking or walking around? Those of you who have listened to this podcast before know that Moon Pie walks in circles, and you can hear his toenails on the floor as you record. So I thought, how can I – dog sound effect? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I thought, how can I not have a dog sound in the podcast? And I put them in the – this is not going to be annoying at all. So I put the dogs in the washroom with a treat, and they were all nice and quiet for the time that I
– But you had forgot to turn off the air conditioning – and sent me up to turn it off in my heels.
Right. So now they heard you
clippity,
walking
cloppity,
around.
Clippity, cloppity, clippity, cloppity, clippity.
And so now they're barking again. But
they are.
Anyway, enough with that.
Enough with real life.
Let's get on with the show.
So since our last podcast, I turned another year older.
Yes, you did. What's it like being 40?
I am not 40. I am 34 years old, and I am at an age where age is still awesome.
30, 40.
I'm going to throw out the number. Until probably 35.
And then you're going to stop filling it out?
Well, I think 35 is a good age.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks. We've celebrated.
Oh, we did. I took her to a nice – she
Amazing.
Wanted to go someplace nice. That's what she said.
That was my request. I just want to go have a nice restaurant.
I want to have a nice dinner. So I took her to a really nice restaurant. I took her to Fleming's.
Yeah, because at first I was like, we can do dollar sushi.
Yeah. That's our idea of a nice restaurant. But no, I decided we would go to one of the finest restaurants in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, what'd you get? A filet mignon?
Filet mignon.
Topped with?
Lobster.
Was it delicious?
It was delicious. And I got some like macaroni and cheese that was awesome. And it was chipotle, but not too spicy.
It was delicious.
Fleming's. Thank you, Fleming's.
Yeah. And I think you said, and this is to quote and not to brag, so don't take it this
way.
No
braggy.
I think this is probably one of the most expensive steaks I've ever had in my life.
I'm all about running to the grocery store and grabbing like an $8 steak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't completely agree with the fact that you have to pay that kind of money for a steak.
Well, it's not just the steak. You're paying for the whole evening of the steak.
Right.
Of the whole.
They gave us truffles.
Free truffles
because
at the end of the dinner is your birthday, and it's they treat you like you're special.
Like I'm Peyton
like
Manning.
That. Yeah, They don't try to go, here's your check. No rush. You know how somebody plays.
Next.
Why do people do that? Like, they drop a check. Here's your check. No rush.
Because they figure you're done with their service. Last night, my girlfriend and I went out to dinner, and we ended up overstaying our welcome. We were there
You were there like 4 hours.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
And
not that I was counting. I'm just saying I knew what right. time you said you were having dinner, yeah. and I know what time you texted me you were leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just catching up. It was actually Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. She used to be my co-host on that podcast. But, you know, it had been like a month and a half since I'd seen her because life just gets busy. I feel like July is the busiest month of the year mm-hmm. outside of December. July and December, month 12 and month 7. They're just very
That's
busy.
That's why it's Christmas in July.
Yeah. And so we were just catching up. We ate and we had a couple drinks, but then we weren't done. So we paid the check, and we sat there and just chatted. We were out on the patio. There wasn't a line.
Did they keep checking on you after you had paid the check?
Very sporadically. And then finally he was like, so you guys have been here for like 4 hours? If you want to lay another 20 on the table. And I was like, waitress girl just kicked in. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad. And it was time to go. It was like almost.
So you didn't tell me this last night when I asked you if you, because I said to you when you got home, I go, I hoped you tipped the waiter for holding
20%,
the table that long.
But the problem is I had no cash on me. Mm-hmm. I would have probably laid down some cash on the table, but I didn't have any cash on me.
So the waiter did say.
But then as we were walking out, he was like, girls, I was just kidding. And I'm like, oh, no, we were here for a long time.
No,
it wasn't time to go home.
No, he wasn't kidding.
I know. I've been a waitress. For 10 years, I was a waitress. I know he wasn't kidding.
But you know you kept him from making more money.
Right. But we tipped him well on our check. I don't think either one of us expected us to stay that much longer after we closed out.
Right. But wouldn't you say that one of you probably should have thrown down a little more money? I know you said
she
you didn't
had
have
cash,
any cash.
But I didn't want to be like, could you throw down money and I owe you?
But wouldn't it have been sort of the right thing to do?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're Shells and Sauce and you're our waiter that said I look like the girl from Pitch Perfect.
Rebel?
I owe you. No. I've been working out.
That's okay. Yes, you have been working out. You've been going
You've
to
been
the
working
gym.
Out.
Me too. I've been going to the gym every day.
I slept in
the last
morning.
Time I hit the gym, I spilled coffee in my lap and swerved into the front door. Hey.
I wasn't prepared for that.
For the joke?
No.
You would have had a bum bum or something on the
right something. I would have had
That's
something.
That's okay. Don't waste your time on your phone looking for a sound effects to fit that because
Why?
I'll just do the brum brum for you right there.
Why are you the way that you are?
I don't know.
Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
That is a very negative sound effect.
That is a very
All
negative
sound effect. All it says on the sound effect uh-huh. is why. That was very intense.
That was very intense. I'm not going to cut that out. I'm going to leave that in.
No.
Even though it was a little long, I'm going to leave that in because people need to know what I have to endure on the night.
It's
that...
not like I walk around with my sound effects. I haven't opened this app since our last podcast.
You didn't need that app because you were making sound effects the entire time I was trying to set this up. For whatever reason, she's over there like,
I'm drinking soda. I don't drink soda during the day. And I was having my after school snack. I just got home from work. I like to have an after work snack.
But you do know how loud it is in the headphones when you hear a. Did you toot too?
That
was
an air raid.
Oh.
Is it as loud as an air raid?
It's almost an air raid. You got a new car.
Are we announcing that?
Yeah, we're announcing.
Okay, we got to discuss this.
No, we're not discussing because you've tried to keep it quiet from everybody and you got a new car.
Because
I went and got it. I'll tell you the whole story. I went and traded in my truck because it was gas guzzling and it was just too expensive. She's got her head covered over here. So I decided to trade in my truck and I got a Mini Cooper. Yeah. And it's a 2012, and it's gorgeous. It looks almost brand new. It's a beautiful sea blue with a white roof and white mirrors. And And so I came home, and I was all excited about getting rid of my truck because I loved that
You were
truck.
Not all excited.
Well, I wasn't, but...
You were, like, mourning the loss of your truck.
I was, because I loved that truck. It's one of the few automobiles that I've owned my entire life. Which is another part we should talk about here after I finish this. But so I got rid of the truck, came home with the Mini Cooper, and she's like, oh, it's so cute. It's so cute.
I drove it while you were out of town. Yeah. I filled up the gas tank.
And you liked it. You're like, oh, it's such so sporty. It's fun to drive. And then I go out of town again, and I get a phone call that she said, I'm buying a new car because I have to have one to top the one you just
that
got.
That is not the sentence I used. Can I?
Okay, now you tell your side. Okay, now you tell your side of the story.
So, 3 years ago, I bought my last car.
Right.
And it was
Kia Sportage.
Right. It was only because my car that I had at the time was hit the 200,000 mile mark
and was hideous.
I loved my Altima. It was a black Altima with all tinted windows. It was pretty awesome, but the air conditioner was broken.
Right.
And you and I had been dating for a couple years.
Right.
And you were not mechanically inclined. So if anything big went out on this car, and I had just recently got a new job that was closer to home because I had been looking at getting a new car. I had actually been studying the Sportage and all of that. But I didn't want to pull the trigger when I was commuting an hour and a half to 2 hours a day because I didn't want to throw on miles on a new car.
Right, right.
But then when I got a job closer to home, a brand new job after being at a job for 6 years.
So you assumed I got a new job and I got a little bit of a pay raise. I should take that money and buy myself a new car.
No. My old car was paid off, but it hit the 200,000 mile mark. I had a boyfriend that didn't know how to fix cars. I didn't have savings, so I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to, you know, save like $500, put that down on a car, and be happy and secure in the fact that I have a reliable transportation.
Yes.
And I wanted all-wheel drive.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I went to Kia, got the Sportage. I, again, had a brand new job after having a job for 6 years, which at that age is a lifetime because that was 3.5 years ago.
So when you were just like 30.
They tried to sell me like all the upgrades and all the fun stuff. And I'm like, nope. I just need a car that gets me from A to B with AC and Bluetooth. That was all I wanted.
Yeah. And let me tell this part of the story. We'll put you on pause. Well, I was working in Las Vegas at the time. And I don't know if I've told this on this show or not before. But I was working in Las Vegas. She calls me. I'm having lunch with my friend Paul Ogata. He just picked me up at the hotel. She calls me and goes, I'm going to go look at a new car. Okay. I'm sitting there at lunch still with Paul, and she goes, I bought the car. I haven't even had had lunch yet. And she went from, I'm going to go look, to, I bought a car.
We had only been dating for like a year and a half, 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
So no, it was a year and a half.
I was kind of shocked at your.
I'm like, I don't need nobody.
Yeah, I can do this. I'm a woman of the new millennium. 2000, whatever the what is the saying? Because it used to be I'm a modern woman. What's the new thing?
I'm a hipster.
Okay,
whatever. I don't know.
So you bought that car and then you hated it.
I didn't hate it from the beginning.
When did you hate it? Kick in, because at one point you really did start going, I don't like this car. I don't like the color. I don't like the way it drives. I don't like the.
Want to say when I realized the perks of having heated seats, a nice big screen in the middle of your console. You know, a sunroof is something I always wanted, but
Your new car, your Kia didn't have that.
No. And I was like, and then my work started to get more intense and harder. And I was working like 60 plus hours a week when you were on the road.
I was never seeing her.
And I'm like, I'm working so hard. And I come out to a car that's meh, reliable. You know?
Meh.
So then I started like looking at the Kia Soul.
Well, look at you being all.
Like, what?
Jewish.
Meh. I didn't know that was Jewish. But I started looking at the Kia Soul because Kia was good to me. We went and test drove a Kia Soul with all the perks, the sound and sun package, as they call it. And I loved it.
It was a nice car, I got to say. Very nice car.
And I'm like, that's going to be my new car. I'm going to save up some money. I'm going to purchase that and I'll wrap it in pink and I'll have the pink hamster mobile. Well, then we were at your family member's house,
mm-hmm.
or ex-family member's house,
mm-hmm.
and a commercial came on for Jeep.
Right.
And it showed the brand new Jeep Renegade. And I'm like, stop. Rewind that commercial, which you know I hate commercials. Never happens that I ask
you to rewind. You never rewind, ever.
Yeah. And I was like, that looks similar.
Even if I ask you to rewind, you'll throw the remote at me. If I say, could you rewind that?
Not
you'll
that
go like,
violent.
Not at me. You'll talk. You've done it. You say, you know you have.
I have handed you the remote in a flippant fashion.
Yeah. Could you rewind that? Here. You just do it then.
I have handed you the remote in a flippant fashion.
Okay. So on with your story.
Yeah. So I'm like, rewind it. And it was like love at first sight.
Oh.
It was like the Kia Soul meets Jeep. Which is like a cool name, right? Kia is like the hamster mobile. Jeep is like, I can climb Pike's Peak.
Yeah.
So this was like a collaboration of the two.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing my research, which it's brand new this year, so there's not a lot of research to do.
Right.
But I know Jeep historically holds its value. You're scratching your head.
I don't know. Because this whole Jeep thing is different than when I had a Jeep in
you did
in yeah I had a Jeep Wrangler when I was in just in
you
college.
Had a Jeep you never told me this
yeah
well Jeep historically holds
because that
its
was
value.
That was a Jeep to me that was you take the doors off the top off that was a Jeep it was
well I'm
and
not
so you're
that
like,
type of Jeep
no
person.
And
your
Jeeps are completely different now they look like SUVs so I didn't know I haven't kept up with it. And you were like, I'm getting a Jeep. And I thought you meant, like, the kind you drove through mud during World War II.
The Jeep Wranglers, you have to pay extra for air conditioning because they are still like that.
Yeah. So, but you went for the Renegade.
Right. And
which
I
is
got,
made by some Italian company,
it's made
right?
in Italy. Yes. So it's not like any other Jeep. But that's okay. I got the coverage for 100,000 miles. I'm covered. But yeah, so I kind of did similar to what I did with the Kia. One Friday, I'm like, I have time, which I don't have a lot of time in my life to go hang out at a car dealership. Actually, rewind to the night before,
uh-huh.
You were out of town.
Right, that's I was out of town again.
I was watching the news, and one of the commercials was for AutoNation, which is a local dealership. And they're like, we have an app you can check to see what our inventory looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And get a quote on your trade-in. And I'm like, oh, cool. So 10:15 at night, I'm like, I want a Jeep Renegade. I have this. And that's pretty cool. But in order to get all that information, you have to give them your phone number and email address.
And you're like, I'm not doing that.
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Mistake.
10:15.
Everybody's listening. Mistake.
So Mr. Mason calls me the next day, which is Friday. And was like, hey, I saw your inquiry. Are you interested? And I was like, I would be interested in taking a test drive. I've had my eye on this
just
car.
Just a test drive?
Yeah.
I will take just a test drive. Well,
but
how
I
did
knew,
that work out for you?
I knew in my head that if I got in that car and loved it,
it's
unlike
like
when
pup,
I test
like
drove the VW Bug, I didn't
store.
Love the VW Bug. But when I got if I got in the car, I knew that if they were able to work with me, then it would probably be a brand new car. And, yep. 4.5 hours into the dealership stay, I drove away with a brand new Jeep Renegade with all the perks. And the reason I haven't wanted to tell people is because it is so close to you getting a brand new car that it does look like I copied you. But I have a backstory. Like, my story goes way back.
Yeah. Yeah. But as soon as I got mine, you got yours.
You motivated me.
Okay.
I was like,
all right.
If he can do it, I can do it.
So there's two
brand new cars with temp tags in our driveway.
Yeah. So it looks like we moved out and new people
or
moved in.
Or we won the lottery,
the
which
and,
we did
and
not.
And we didn't, because I'm driving a used car. Not only my story, let me tell my car story. My truck needed work.
$3,500.
Right. I took it to a
great
people,
place.
Yeah, it's called Pride Auto here in Parker. I recommend them if you live in Parker, Colorado, or the area. They've always been done well by me, so I trust them. And they were like, "Your car really needs some work." So I'm like,
"That's never good."
This backs up almost to your story. Well, I'm not mechanically inclined, so maybe I should just get rid of this. So I take it to Mini Cooper because that's what I've been looking at, liking.
Mm-hmm.
And
for 10 years,
yes. And I saw one online. They had a used one for sale that was $11,000. And I thought, you know, if I can, I only owe $9,000 on my truck. So if I trade in my truck, I won't even have that much of a car payment. I'll just go for some reliable transportation and something that I want. So I go down there, they have the car, we go back in to make the deal. We're sitting there making the deal. And I said, so what are you giving me for the truck? And they gave me $20,000 for my truck. I paid $29,000 five, six years ago. Can't remember exactly. But so I'm like, hold on. Let me go look at a little better car.
With all-wheel drive.
With all-wheel drive.
Because the girlfriend's texting you going, all-wheel drive, motherfucker.
Well, I was even going for a stick shift. I was doing like just a basic.
Oh, no. Because when you drink too much, I would never be able to drive.
I don't drink at all.
I know.
So anyway, that's what I did. After I found out I was getting more for my truck, then they gave me a great trade-in. Chomp Mini Cooper, Denver, Colorado. Great dealership, telling you. So anyway, that's what I got. I ended up getting a Countryman all-wheel drive sports package.
And it has a very cool blue outside and a blue interior.
Yeah, and it has lights on the inside that change
color. It
can be pink. The lights can go blue, pink, purple, green. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. So anyway, I think we've talked too long
Those
about
are
cars.
I know.
We've done almost 20 minutes on car talk. But anyway, that's what we are. Now, speaking of cars, I want to tell this little bit of a story. I went to the gym today. And
Muscle man,
because I'm bulking up like the Hulk.
We be working out raw.
And I come back from the gym and I see a dead rabbit at the end of our street. There is a dead rabbit. And you know, I think I've talked about it on the show here, how we are like bunny crazy. Because I know
we are bunny crazy. We save the bunnies.
We save the bunnies out of the wheel well. Out of
we
the
have a wheel
window,
well now.
Window well. And, I know we did the vlog on it, with the Wrinkle Seeds vlog. We talked about it.
We talked about it on the podcast,
okay,
I promise.
Just to be sure. So anyway, I'm bunny crazy. I love seeing the bunnies around the – so I see the bunny and my heart just sank. I mean, seriously.
It goes boo.
Because I see this bunny almost every day laying under the tree. We have a evergreen tree in the front yard and it had dug a little hole and it's almost like it just lays there in this little hole and I wave hi and stuff at the bunny. So – I see that bunny squished in the road, and I think, I hope that's not our bunny, the one we saved and the one that's been living under the tree, because that's what I'm assuming that's the same bunny.
Right.
So I come home, I get the shovel and a trash bag, and I go down and I clean up the bunny at the end of the street, and I put it in the car, and I think, I'm going to go find a dumpster, because I can't just throw a dead rabbit in our trash. So I go find a dumpster, and I come back. As I'm pulling into the driveway, I see
our bunny.
Two baby bunnies. There's two baby bunnies in the yard, in the bushes. So now I'm thinking, whoa, it's great. Well, anyway, it's great that we lost a bunny, but we got two. But was that the mom bunny of the two? So that's kind of heartbreaking if it's the mom bunny of the ones that don't know. Or was it just a random bunny that got killed and we still have two bunnies? Does that make any sense at all?
I think it does, but I think you're overthinking the life cycle of a bunny.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine if cars didn't kill bunnies.
Yeah.
They would probably overtake us.
I'm okay with that.
That's really?
Yeah. Look, aren't you as heartbroken over a dead bunny as you were about Cecil, the lion, being killed?
I don't really give a crap about either.
We're going to get mail now. Because I actually got in trouble.
Set you free.
What was it?
And the truth shall set you free.
They could have said that with a little more energy. Like, I got in trouble for posting that picture of the zebras. Did you see my picture of the zebras?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I posted a picture of a bunch of zebras that were saying, thank God Cecil's dead. Zebra lives matter.
But didn't, like, Ted Nugent posted this? Like, we're all freaking out about a lion.
Yeah.
And didn't, like, some soldiers die overseas around the same time and no one's talking about that?
Right, and that's what we're talking about. It's all the Planned Parenthood going on that with about the selling of the parts in the video, and people are more complaining about that video. I mean, there's more people complaining about the cat than they are about the video.
And I get that big cats are beautiful, but it's the whole life cycle. Like, people die, animals die, they rebirth. Imagine if the dinosaurs hadn't been extinct.
What if they hadn't been run over by cars? What if that wouldn't have happened?
Flies eat poop. Get over it. Okay?
What if Fred Flintstone had not started that car with his feet and run over dinosaurs? Where would we be today if
you're making fun of me?
No, I'm not.
I feel like you are.
No.
I feel like you make fun of me a lot.
I just find humor and I can
humor.
I find
there's no H. That was me making fun of you. I admit it.
Humor.
I love you. I love you and your absent H's. I love them.
Okay.
You get so defensive about it. Don't get defensive about it.
I don't know why I do that. I have no idea.
You're not the only one. Ever since, you were the first one I ever noticed.
Because I say it like everybody I know in Texas. Right. We live in Houston.
I notice other people doing it too. I don't know where they're from, but I'll like be watching TV and be like, hey, that dude dropped an H like Steve does. Like, it's common. I just, until I was 28 years old, had never noticed that anyone in my life. Because I remember the first time I noticed, I was like, do you not typically pronounce the H in huge?
Say it again.
Huge. See? Huge.
Because when I was at the radio station cutting ads.
They made you redo it.
They made me redo
ads. That's why it's such, I don't mean to make it a touchy subject for you.
But they came back and go, it's huge. We're having a huge sale. What? Well, what's the matter? This is the way I say it. If you wanted me to do the commercial, this is the way I talk. So doesn't it sound fake if I go, we're having a huge sale? Doesn't that sound more fake than going, hey, we're having a huge sale down here at such and such Toyota?
Right. I understand, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw us into squirrel mode.
That's okay. You do that all the time. That's all right.
Thanks.
Speaking of squirrel, I'm going to go back to the car topic because this is what I wanted to ask you about. Because I said I love the truck more than any car that I've ever owned.
We're rewinding.
Is that what that was? Okay. Fuck our machine. Okay. How many cars have you owned? Squirrel, she's looking off like around. Squirrel, how many cars have you owned? Because I started to run through the list in my head. So from your very first car, run down your list.
Geo Metro, mm-hmm. Oldsmobile Cutlass, mm-hmm. Nissan Altima, Kia Sportage,
Jeep Renegade.
Five.
So you've had five? And I can't even think of all my.
I didn't know about the Jeep Wrangler.
Ford Pinto was my first one. A Vega was my next one. Then I had a Camaro with a T-top, and then I got a Jeep Wrangler, and then there was a Midget GT. It was a convertible. That's five. Then I got a Toyota Celica at one point. Then there was – I'm kind of losing track of then then there was a Ford Aerostar van. Then there was a
why did you have a van?
Because that was right after the kid was born.
Oh, so you know. You're like, I gotta get a minivan.
Yeah. And yeah, there was the van, and then there was another van, because I had had the van, got divorced, moved to California, but I loved having a van, so I got a van again.
Wait, why did you like having a van, Creepy?
Because vans are just roomy. They're nice.
What did you do in the room?
What do you mean?
Like, why did you need room?
Nothing. I just liked having a van. They drive nice. It was kind of like having a truck with more room without getting your shit rained on. You know, you could put stuff in there and you don't have to worry about putting stuff in the back. So now, where am I? The van, second van. Creepy. And, where'd you bury the body?
Come in, little kitties. I have candy.
God, you're so freaking weird.
You're the one with vans.
No, I'm trying to. Remember. At
the
eight.
Second minivan.
Yeah. And then there was. I can't remember now. Now I'm lost.
At that point, you stopped drinking. You should remember this stuff.
Yeah, I can't. I can't remember. Then there was a Ford truck. And then there was a second. That was the second Ford truck. And then I got the new Mini Cooper. That's all
that's
I can think
11.
Of right now. 11. So basically 11 cars since high school.
Wow.
Then that's what I can think of.
Minivan man.
Hey, they were very popular.
Hey, I'm going to defend my right to have a minivan.
Hey, I could make you be riding around in one now. Don't make me go trade in the Mini Cooper.
I will never.
I've always wanted one of those conversion vans. I've always – you've seen those, the ones that are painted on the side, got the windows, got kind of a couch in there, got the sink. It's almost like a camper, but not really. They were very popular in the 70s and 80s.
Very popular in the 70s.
Very popular.
Very. I don't want a van, but I love your Mini Cooper. I think it's sexy.
That's true.
You don't even take a compliment. No. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's very sexy. You know what? Well, you know what makes it look really hot? Me, when I drive in it. Wow, pow!
All right. We need to stop and listen to a movie trailer. You ready?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
But we're going to talk about the movie afterwards.
And I'd like to introduce my band, The Flash. Like a cold one on a summer's day.
Hello? I've been trying to call you. It's Julie, our daughter. Max left her.
What?
You brought your guitar?
Yeah, just the one.
Whoa, Mom, you're here. Like the 80s all over again.
Hope Maureen doesn't mind that I'm here.
Oh, hi.
We are really concerned about Julie.
What happened?
Max came home and told me that he was in love with a girl named Nicole.
Oh. She's gonna be all right. She's always been a fighter.
Well, she's had to be.
Here she comes.
I have all my kids in one room.
Mom.
Uh-oh. Why aren't you wearing your engagement ring?
You two are engaged?
Who wants some appetizers?
We're practically eloping, Mom.
Why don't you be honest, Josh, and just tell Mom that you don't want her at the wedding?
Someone order a mudslide?
Yeah, keep them coming.
He actually orders a martini in the movie.
I've missed so much.
There was a hole in this family, and I filled it.
This is a long trip.
Grown up now.
You think because you screwed up once you don't get a second chance?
Rick Springfield, y'all.
Hey,
why did you walk out on my daughter?
Our daughter.
Julie hates you.
That may be. And I have to live with that every day of my life, but now you have to live with the pain you caused.
It really doesn't matter if the kids love you or not. It's not their job to love you.
It's your job to love them.
Call in sick. Go to the old neighborhood. Sometimes a girl just needs her mother. Lots of things are going to change in your life.
Someday you're going to wake up and find a gray hair.
And I don't mean on your head.
Ah, pow!
I was never a traditional mom. But I am a musician. And I'd like to give all I have to you.
Ricky and the Flash.
What was it?
Ricky and the Flash.
Starring Meryl Streep. And Meryl there Streep you go. That Rick was the entire movie.
Shut up.
That was the... You don't even need to go now because that was the entire...
Is that your review?
No. No, that is not
horrible.
My...
That's horrible.
No, it's just like, that was a really long trailer. That seemed long. Or maybe it's because we're not watching it, just listening.
I was.
So
I was watching it.
So we went to the premiere of this the other night.
The screening.
The screening. The preview screening. Yeah. The press screening.
Yes.
And I was...
It hits theaters tomorrow.
So that'll be perfect timing. You were giving away tickets for this for your on your podcast, and I was really looking forward to this.
Because Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep is a movie goddess. Rick Springfield is a music goddess. God.
What?
You I don't want to call him a god. No. But
so you
he's
didn't...
a movie. He's a music dude. He's like, he's conquered the Jessie's Girl music world.
You have no idea what you're where you're trying to go with that,
I
do you?
Don't.
No,
I'm lost.
Not at all.
And my map got lost.
Yeah.
In that.
So we went to the movie. I turned to her at the end of it. I go, "What do you think?" And you said,
"The trailer." Bah!
What does that mean?
Meryl Streep is awesome.
What the fuck?
I thought it was a great movie. It was different than I expected. It was slower than I expected, but it was sadder than I expected. It was way more real.
It was a real movie.
Like, I could see that being real life.
That's what it was supposed to be. I think they...
That's probably why Meryl Streep did it.
Yeah. Well, it was... And she was so good in it. She plays a great...
Washed up, untalented musician.
Yeah, and you don't get that from the trailer there. The trailer, I think, makes her seem like, oh, she went to be a rock star and came home. So, not to spoil it, but, you know, she's not really. She's just somebody that went to follow her dream, but
never
missed.
Really.
She didn't grab the
mark.
Brass ring.
No.
So that made it even sadder. I think you thought the movie was... Like, this wasn't happy enough.
It wasn't happy enough. It wasn't, can I come into the out now?
Yeah, so, but it was a good movie.
Yes.
And there were some great lines in the movie.
Yes.
And she does fantastic. And the daughter is her
real
daughter.
Okay, so, I gotta say, I saw the trailer for this movie a lot. I think it played when I saw Magic Mike.
That's her kicking the mic.
Yes, sorry. And a couple times after that. And I'm like, is that a real daughter? And other people are like, I think that might be a real daughter. You're the only one that actually did the research. Good job. You win.
Yeah.
You
it's
win.
It's not that hard to Google to go, is that Siri? Is that Meryl Streep's daughter in Ricky and the Flash?
I know. I forget about Siri.
Hmm. Well, you shouldn't. Siri is a very smart woman.
I have a funny story.
No, well, we have to wrap this.
All right, so go see Ricky in the Flash. Go see it because it's a different side of Meryl Streep that you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very talented.
Kevin Kline, who plays the husband,
That's
is very
his name.
Good.
Yes, he does a great work. Rick Springfield, I think I expected him to have a bigger role.
Did you?
And I expected him to be bigger.
What do you mean? What is that?
Like, bigger in the movie. Like, he wasn't, it was kind of like vanilla.
I think his role was almost perfect again. It was the, he again was a rock member that never had made it. He was kind of an aging,
and he had
drinking
fallen.
Party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were two people down on their luck that they find each other.
Right. Is that our story?
Kind of, sort of. It was the exact same. Maybe that's why you hated it, because it's so parallel to us. Two losers that find each other and try to make the best of it.
That's not nice.
But I thought he had one of the best lines, won't say it, but when he tells her about why he loves her,
uh-huh,
and why she should love her daughter and they should all be, that whole scene was a great scene.
Yeah. So you're telling people to get out there and go see it.
I'm saying go see it.
I'm telling people to get out there and go see it.
Okay.
That's a consensus.
The other movie we saw while we're talking about movies was Mr. Holmes.
Oh, that was like forever ago.
Yeah, but we haven't done a podcast
since
then.
True.
But we saw Mr. Holmes.
Super slow.
I loved it, by the way. It stars... What?
I get off work on a Friday night, and I'm like, woo, weekend! Let's go sit through a slow movie.
I just don't think you sometimes appreciate movies for what they are.
It's my escape from reality.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't want to go into Sadville. I want to go into Happy Partyville.
It wasn't sad, was it?
It was fun. There were funny parts, but there were really sad parts. Wasps, hello.
Yeah, but the movie itself was it takes you through the emotions of a movie up and down. And the guy's name is slipping. Ian McKellen, I think is it. It's Ian whatever from X-Men. He plays Magneto in X-Men, and he was in Lord of the Rings, and he was in everything. I think it's anyway. That's who plays Mr. Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm giving that a big thumbs up, too, because as far as movies go, it was well-written, well-acted.
And if you like the Sherlock Holmes world, which I do, it is interesting.
Yeah, because it is another case. I mean, even though it doesn't feel totally like it, it is a Sherlock Holmes case.
Yes.
Because he's trying to figure out a case that he never solved before he goes senile.
Well, you got to give away the ending.
Because that starts off that way, basically.
Yeah.
Am I giving away the ending?
So, if don't go see it when you're ready to go, woo! Go see it when you're ready to chill.
Right.
That's okay. My tip.
Okay. So, anyway, what were you going to say before I said...
I don't remember. I told you. I'm not good at this.
Squirrel!
Yeah.
So you want to talk about all the divorces that hit this week?
Okay. So, I have to say that you got to check your sources. Because on my podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, I thought Jada Pinkett and Will Smith were divorcing, but they are not.
Well, let's go through the list real quick. It is...
I got you. Reba, right.
Reba
and Narvel.
Uh-huh.
Blake and Miranda. And then we've got Gwen Stefani and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget his name.
Mr. Stefani.
Gavin.
And the other one.
That was it.
No, there was four.
That's because Will and Jada was the fourth one, but that's not happening.
But you didn't run through the list again. Will and Jada.
They're not divorcing.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. The list. What is the list? It's Will.
Carry on with your bad self. I'm out.
Okay. The list is Jada and Will.
Who are not divorcing.
Fuck.
Okay.
Jada and Will. Blake and Miranda. Gwen Stefani and
Gavin
and Reba and Norville. So those
and Miss Piggy and Kermit.
And
I
Kermit
think.
Supposedly it broke up too. Yes. So that was the list that was going around. And In Touch magazine had actually said that Jada and Will were getting a divorce. So it wasn't a random, it wasn't like a weird thing. That was actually
that is a gossip magazine that does not have any credibility.
No, it does have credibility because it's like People magazine. It is an actual.
It is not up there with
In Touch magazine. Is way up there.
No,
yes,
way.
It is. It's up there with it's In Touch. It's all Hello magazine. They're all the same. They're all rag mags. So, but it's being reported by something other than Joe's website. Is my point.
Uh huh.
So, now he comes out and says that they're not getting a divorce.
Right.
Now we can go back to that. Yes, they're saying they're not getting a divorce. But how many times have we been hearing the rumors, we're not getting a divorce, we're not getting a divorce, we're not getting a divorce, about Blake and Miranda?
I don't want to talk about it.
So that's my point. He might have come out and said, no, we're not getting a divorce. But again, don't they do that until maybe we got to get it settled and all done before we...
I don't know, maybe.
And that's
maybe.
When somebody said, you need to check your sources before
yeah.
you report.
Yeah.
And that really bothered you. I don't know why did that bother you.
I'm just a podcast talking about stuff. I didn't say that I'm 100% factual in what I say.
Yeah, I know. So why did that bother you? You were only reporting
maybe
what
because
you've
I
been...
took. I was a broadcast journalism major. You're supposed to check your facts. I know how it goes in journalism.
You can't call Will and Jada and go, I saw in In Touch magazine...
What's
that yeah. you are getting a divorce. You were just reporting what you saw. And I think people in this day and age are so ready to jump on, that's not right.
Uh-huh.
That's not – and not even in a polite way, they didn't say to you, hey.
Right. Right. It was on my Twitter. They commented on my Twitter and on the Facebook.
See?
Yep. But in good news, hey, someone got married. Jennifer Aniston finally found a man to marry her. I am not one to talk. I'm kind of in her shoes.
Did
can't
she
find
not
a man
pay attention
to marry me.
Everybody that got divorced last week?
But she got married to Mr. Justin Theroux, and they are off to Bora Bora for their honeymoon.
Who is this? I don't even know who he is.
Have they been dating for a while? Yeah, they've been together for quite some time.
Oh, is Brad Pitt upset about it?
No, I'm pretty sure his head's so far up Angelina's ass that he doesn't even know it happened by now.
Are you still mad about that?
Yep.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was pretty depressed for
Why?
A couple days.
Why?
Because Brad and Jen, it was like Ken and Barbie of Hollywood.
What, did they have a name? Or did that not start until Brangelina? Brangelina's when
and then
all that
Bennifer
started?
Star- yeah.
So well, there was not one with, what is Jennifer and Brad?
Bennifer. Brannifer. No. It wasn't. Bennifer? No.
So it was Brangelina. Brangelina.
Was like, I think the first one.
But now it doesn't go away. Now every couple, they start trying
but
to
no,
do that
But no, they really don't do that anymore.
They don't?
It was like God. It was like a fad. I don't hear that anymore. I don't know.
Are you how long are you giving it? We going to do a Deadpool on this? Do you want to
come
give
it? Come on, dude. Let people be happy and in love.
I'm just saying. Do we want to?
Do you
I'm
see
asking.
What
do
I
we...
have to put up with? I want a fairy tale, and you keep trying to throw rotten eggs at it. Just let them be happy, for freak's sake.
Is she pregnant or something? Why did they get married? How did he propose? What did he say? Don't worry, I'll marry you. What happened?
They've been engaged for quite some time.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And they're off to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Boring.
So, in a preview from Lifetime's upcoming unauthorized Full House story.
Yes, Fuller House.
Full House. Uh-huh. John Stamos is shown trying to give Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen the boot from Full House.
Really?
Yeah.
He was trying to get them fired?
Yeah, and he said it's sort of true that the Olsen twins cried a lot. And it was very difficult to get the shot with them, so I wanted to get them out. Yeah, he tried to get the Olsen twins fired back in the day. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Uncle he hasn't
Jesse?
Checked into rehab. He got a DUI and hasn't checked into rehab. Does but he thanked the ambulance and the police and the everyone that...
And I think that's where everybody just moved on.
Like,
it didn't make a big deal about
human.
It. Human. Next day, like, yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I overdid it. I appreciate everybody. The officer stopping me and saving my life. And appreciate all of it. So, thank you. And we went, yeah, cool, Jesse. All right, get on with your life.
Yeah.
Go on with your bad self. But now they're going to do, they really are doing
Fuller House.
Fuller House now, right?
I think so. On Netflix, right?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Will you watch it?
Uh-huh.
Only because?
No, I grew up on Full House. Like, I wanted to be DJ Tanner. What?
Really?
Yeah. I know.
Was she the oldest one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was the oldest in my family, me and my brother. And I was so bummed that I didn't have a sister because of that show.
Deej
and Steph.
Deej and... Was Stephanie the retarded friend?
No, Steph was the middle sister.
Oh, see, I didn't watch it enough to know.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Who was it?
That was the friend next door.
Okay, she was the one that was like, "Hi, I'm here. Hi,
Everyone was annoyed by her.
Yeah, and people were like, "Can we tie rocks to her feet and throw her in the creek?"
Yeah. I wanted a Kimmy Gibbler in my life.
Every show had to have that character. If you think back on it, every show
it was a phase
had to have the like in Facts of Life. I can't. Who was the weird?
Oh, that was before my time, babe.
Who was the weird girl in that? Well, speaking of which, Facts of Life, Mrs. Garrett.
She's in Ricky
Mrs.
in the Flash.
Mrs. Garrett is in Ricky in the Flash.
Like, she came on screen, and I'm like, I know that face. I know that face.
And I leaned
but
over.
But she's so much older.
It's Mrs. Garrett.
I'm like, and then I had to go, Mrs. Garrett, Mrs. Garrett. Oh, yeah, Facts of Life. That was like when I was really young.
Yeah. And what was the show with Michael J. Fox? What was the name
Family
of that?
Family Ties.
Family Ties. Skippy, Mark Price, was, guess, Kimmy's character, because his character was kind of like...
I didn't watch Family Ties either.
You didn't?
I think I was much younger then.
You had a lot of shows you
Alf
were not allowed
was
to
was one
watch.
Of the first shows I remember watching.
I loved Alf because he ate cats. Remember that?
Why are you looking around the room in the basement with
cats?
The cats?
But I thought that was kind of cool that they actually put a character on TV... Eight cats. I would never eat our cat. I'm not saying that. I don't even know what they would taste like.
I bet they would taste horrible. Don't try it.
I'm looking around like, are they chubby enough to?
Nope.
No.
Nope. They've been on diets. So if you follow us on YouTube, mm-hmm. we've been doing some Pringle challenges.
Yes.
Okay. I hadn't realized until recently that there are so many Oreo flavors. Did you know that there is an article I have right here that ranks all of the Oreo flavors? And your mind is going to be blown not by the ranking, but the different flavors. Are you ready to rock this?
I am ready. Rock my brain with Oreo flavors. Because I knew that they'd come out with random ones like Christmas
there
mint
and all that. There are 25.
What?
You ready?
How come our stores don't carry all 25?
Yeah, it's probably because some of them are
like... Is this one of those Japanese things?
No, some of them are probably very like short time and stuff like that. Okay. So we got Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Stuff with the golden cookie. Mega Stuff with the chocolate cookie. Chocolate Cream with the golden cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate Cream with the chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Let's see. Birthday Cake with the chocolate cookie. I have never seen that, and that sounds delicious. The reduced fat kind comes in at 19. Like, all those that I just named came after reduced fat. Like, they must be horrible, because reduced fat's never the best. Then the Oreo Thins with the mint cream.
Mm-hmm.
The regular Oreo is number 17. Oreo Thins with the golden cookie. The mint kind. The lemon kind. The golden kind. Heads or Tails Double Stuff.
I don't know that one. I know the Double Stuff. What's Heads or Tails? Is that one
this
vanilla,
is the
one
Oreo
chocolate
for those indecisive jerks, you know, who can never make a decision. So do I eat the golden Oreo or the plain chocolate Oreo?
Okay.
Yeah. Triple Double.
A Triple Double?
This is a chocolate cream Oreo stacked on top of a vanilla cream Oreo with three chocolate Oreo cookies.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many calories are just that?
It doesn't include
okay,
that.
Okay, don't even talk about it.
At number 10, Oreo Thins.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Double Stuff, Golden Cookie.
I think that's one of my favorite.
Double Stuff, Chocolate Cookie.
Uh-huh.
Key Lime Pie, Peanut Butter, S'mores, Birthday Cake on the Golden Cookie.
I haven't eaten them. I haven't even seen these in the stores.
Oreo Minis, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and the number one is the Reese's Oreo Mini. Now, what's not on here?
The sound of the table? No, what's
the red velvet? Remember, we bought that last year in February. No, it was this year in February. Valentine's Day, they had the red velvet.
It was pretty good.
Oh?
Did you love it?
I loved it. I don't like Oreos.
You don't like the center, the flavor?
I don't like the chocolate cookie.
That is un-American.
That sounds racist.
I don't like chocolate cookie. What? What?
It's very dry.
What? That's what he said. What?
Yeah. So I didn't even know that. Like, when I pulled up that article, I'm like, 25 different Oreos?
And how many videos on YouTube are the challenges? Because, like, you and I did those Pringles challenge, and I didn't really notice it. I mean, I knew a couple bloggers that we watch have done challenges, so we did it. But once you post a video and it links to all the other videos that have the word Pringle challenge,
you're not special. You're
like, holy crap, how many people? And you, that's why you're like, I got 100 views, thank you. But there is a lot of people that do those challenges over and over. And one of the things that I've noticed now from watching the vlogs is people are starting to actually give credit to the people they're taking it from.
Right.
Have you noticed that? Like,
I haven't seen
it. I noticed that Jesse and his girlfriend did this, so we're going to do it.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna and her boyfriend did some challenge that Jesse, BF versus GF, and Gina did.
Yeah. And I saw just the other day somebody else, like Alfie and his girlfriend, Zoella, Zoe, did something that they go, we saw this on such and such, and we thought we would do it.
Right.
So I guess that's good. It's fun to watch people that you like doing those challenges.
Every couple is different.
Yes. Every action is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So do you just pick the ones you want to?
We have the nasty jelly bean challenge left.
We do have that one. I have sort of been putting that off because just the thought of putting vomit flavored jelly bean in my mouth does not turn me on. But it's a contest. It's going to be fun.
It is.
It is going to be fun. Now, speaking of vlogs, I'm going to tie this together. Now, did you pay attention to the hitchhiking robot?
Yes. Of course, I mean,
you knew
BFGF. Yeah,
that's where I was going to go with this, though. That started long before BF and GF. That the hitchhiking robot has a GPS in it, and people were taking it and giving it rides and dropping it off, and people were picking it up and taking it across.
Yeah, it went across Europe, like Germany.
Yeah, it's been going
Canada. And, yeah,
yeah. So it goes to Philadelphia,
and Jesse from BF versus GF comes across it.
Yes. And then it gets murdered in Philadelphia.
Or so you thought.
What?
You are not caught up.
I haven't caught up yet.
Okay.
Okay, but wait. So they find the hitchhiking robot, which I think is very odd that one of the vloggers in a whole city gets.
They found it on the Rocky Steps.
Yeah. So they got it. They took it for a ride. And Jesse said he didn't want to take it home because he had the GPS in it and he didn't want people to know where he lived. So they dropped it off.
They were going to give it a taxi ride to DC.
Uh-huh.
But it was going to be $350. So they decided not to. They decided to leave it on a park bench and hopefully someone else could pick it
up. Right. In the historical old neighborhood of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then it gets murdered, and they're on the news. Jesse and is on the news talking about,
and Ed.
Hey, his friend Ed. We would give it a ride, and next thing you know, he's fucking murdered.
So they found the robot.
In pieces,
yes. Very sad story.
Right.
But, are you finished?
Yeah, no, I'm finished then, but I just think it's odd that somebody like that is involved in the disappearance of the robot.
No. Because.
Okay, now this is where you can take
BF versus GF is a spinoff of another YouTube channel called Prank versus Prank.
Uh-huh.
They live to prank each other, to prank the world. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They got on the news saying that, oh my God, what happened? We don't know what happened. They got quote-unquote surveillance footage showing the guy that
did it, right? Yeah.
It was all false.
It's all a hoax.
It's all a prank. The robot is fine.
Where is the real robot now?
Oh, I don't know where it is right now. But yeah.
No one murdered
the robot.
So had they even found the real robot? Or they just made
it? Yeah, no, it was the real robot. But they, according to what I've seen, but they made it look like it was destroyed.
Oh.
You gotta have the full story when you come to this table, sir.
Well, I'm glad you have the full story, because that's where that was the last thing that I knew, because we haven't caught up on our video vlogs, because you last night were like, I'm too tired, can we catch up on them tomorrow? And so you caught up without me.
Well, Big Brother's on tonight.
You caught up. Oh, fuck, I'm watching tonight. I'm catching up on our YouTube because you made me look stupid on the podcast.
I did not.
I'm not going to.
No, you're just a very busy laundry folder.
No. Yeah, I was doing laundry.
I got to tell you, ladies, I came home and I got a woman boner because I walked in.
A woman boner.
He was
folding
laundry.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, that is the first time she's ever used any type of language like that in any way, shape, or form. I have never. That is not a Mylanta or son of a biscuit. She said lady boner.
I did. Because I walked in and you were folding laundry and I'm like, damn, this day can't get any better.
Yeah, there I was. I did all the laundry. Did
it
everything.
Was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. And people wonder what it's like to be a star. The life of a celebrity.
People know what it's like to be in a relationship. And that's how it is, guys that don't touch laundry.
So speaking of, we'll wrap this up because we're coming toward the end of the show.
Okay.
But somebody, like the other day, said something about me being the only celebrity that they know, you know, and that I'm such a nice guy for being a celebrity. And if I am, I totally forget that I am. Because I know I've been on TV, and I've done albums, and I've done, you know, I've did radio, and I guess in a way,
that's just your job.
Yeah, I think of it as a job.
It pays your bills.
I've never thought of myself being a celebrity, because to me, celebrity is like Michael Jackson or Elvis or
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, or whatever, like that. But I guess to some people, I am because I am on TV, and I am, you know, somebody that's done albums, and I have.
Yes.
So it's odd to me when I go, oh, I'm going to go out and clean up that dead rabbit. Is this what, celebrities animals. Do?
You love animals.
I do. I do.
You have a heart the size of Houston.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was a callback slam.
Look what he's taught me.
A callback slam. Wow.
You taught me.
Yeah. Congratulations. We did it. We called back. She made a callback and she slammed me. I think we'll should end the show on that.
Are you mad?
No, not at all.
I love you.
Yeah, whatever.
Wait, no. Wait. Huh? That's what we do. We squabble on the podcast, but we should start ending the podcast with I love yous. Just so people know we're not for reals.
Because of why? Do we yell at each other?
No, we don't yell because I don't yell at anything. But I feel like sometimes we get a little at each other and people
you think
I hate confrontation.
Well, I know that, but on certain podcasts, you think sometimes the people are too harsh with each other.
Calm down. Are they going to break up?
When you listen to other podcasts, yes. Sometimes you're like, why do they talk to each other like that?
If you ever called me the B word.
Bitch, shut up. See, that's what I'm saying. When you watch, we hear other podcasts and you hear that.
I can't. If you ever reference me, he never referenced me.
Bitch, I'm trying to get the sound effects right.
Yeah, never, ever used that. That was twice out of 5 years that you've ever maybe referenced me as the B word.
Uh-huh.
I would shut down.
Right. And like our other.
I would find it a very expensive apartment.
And like
Denver.
Our other, one of our other favorite podcasts, video podcasts, Kicking and Screaming with Jenna and Bodie.
They get. Meow.
Don't you? But sometimes do you feel
they've been together like 20 years?
And by the way, Bodie is going to be a guest on my podcast, Remasculate.
When is that?
He says the end of August, which I'm very excited about. It was kind of nice just that, but mm-hmm. that he agreed to do the podcast.
I agree.
I had asked Jenna and Bodie if they would like to do it, and Bodie responded. So I guess it's
Jenna's
just going to be him. She's busy, but I've known her longer than I've never. Isn't that weird? I mean, that's, you're making a face like. Well, remember the night that we were? I was in bed.
That's Dharma.
And I go, who are you texting? And I go, Jenna Elfman.
And I said, "Bitch, get off my man." I didn't.
But you did. You got a little like, why are you talking to? How do you know?
I can't compete with Dharma.
Yeah. So anyway, I have not met Bodie. I
mean, have you met Jenna?
Not really. I guess.
Have you
personally,
physically met Jenna? You can't not really meet someone.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
We know each other through mutual friends. That's why we became friends on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. So,
I strive to be like her.
Yeah, she seems.
She's the one that motivated me to cut my hair short for the first time back
really?
In the day.
I will have to get on her about that.
It's long now. This is the longest. It has ever been in my life.
But they do that. They do bitch back
but they've
and forth.
Been
and you've been
20
like, oh.
years. And PK and DK do it too.
Bitch,
I'm
quiet.
Like,
I'm trying to make a sound effect. There you go.
All right.
It's funny because you know he's going to hear this.
Eventually. It'll be like 2016 and he'll be like, hey, I have fun.
We love you guys. If we're teasing you, PK and DK, we love the show.
That means you're on our radar.
Yeah, we love you guys. Actually, I know Jen is trying to get. PK.
DK.
Sorry, DK. Sorry, my fault.
No,
my bad.
No, it's fine. She's very busy. It's fine.
But you want her to do your show.
But it probably won't happen.
But
don't throw it out there. I don't want to get publicly rejected. Come on, y'all.
No, but maybe she will hear this or maybe they will hear this.
I would love Miranda Lambert to do my show too.
But you haven't asked her.
Yes, I have.
Have you? Did
you? On Twitter.
Did you really?
I did.
Because that's how I asked
several
a lot of
times.
People. You know, do you want to do the podcast? Sure.
I think I got blocked. No, I did not get blocked, but yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for the show. We have made it through. I appreciate you guys hanging and listening to us. And
it's all about you,
about
isn't
stuff.
It? We appreciate you guys.
We. Bitch, that's what I meant.
Three times. And you want me to make you dinner now?
Bitch, you better make me dinner.
That's
I'm telling
four
you.
Times. I'm keeping track, y'all.
What's that?
Wow.
Is that your lawyer?
My lawyer. It is my apartmentfinder.com.
All right, tell people how they can find us.
They can find us on Facebook. Just search Wrinkled Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com or just go to YouTube and type in Wrinkled Sheets, and we got videos galore.
We've been doing a lot of videos. And now that you got the GoPro.
I love my GoPro.
We have been doing some actually even cooler videos.
I did some ziplining. Do we have the bike video ready yet?
The bike video's up.
Is it?
Yep. Oh. Went up this morning.
Oops.
You haven't shared it yet?
Nope. I've been at work.
Oh, okay.
I've been, you know, paying my bills.
So that's it. So until next time. We appreciate you.
I love you, Steve.
I love you, Janet. I love all you listeners. Share the podcast.
Wait a second. You just put me in the same bucket with listeners.
Bitch, I did not.
I'm out of here. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.